Breaking news today on Seculo is classified documents are discovered in guess whose office? Joe Biden's. We'll talk about that and more today on Seculo.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
So from mid-2017 till 2020, President Biden had a personal office. This is after he was vice president. It was sponsored by the University of Pennsylvania's Biden Center. But don't let that confuse you. It was not at Penn. It was in Washington, D.C. So it was his private office. He had a closet with documents that he took from his time as vice president, which is very important, as we'll point out why in just a minute. Took those documents as vice president. His attorneys went to go pack this up, this office up recently, and they discovered a trove of documents that belonged not to Joe Biden, but to the U.S. government, including at least 10 classified documents marked SCI, which is one of the highest levels of classification. That means sensitive, compartmented information. So at least 10 documents marked with that and a whole host of other documents that he should not have been in possession of. This is for 6 years, not 6 months like Donald Trump. And by the way, he's vice president. There's no argument over what declassification powers he had. He had none, zero powers to declassify. So the question now is, he's now got a U.S. attorney investigating him out of Chicago, and you've got this new U.S. attorney who just got back from his another assignment in overseas, who is investigating Donald Trump over the same matter. And the question is, how are you going to move on Donald Trump and take any criminal action against Donald Trump when Joe Biden had classified documents for 6 years and he can't even make the argument that they were declassified because he doesn't have the power to do that? I want you to listen to how nasty Joe Biden was about Donald Trump, again, 6 months after his presidency, when they discovered, and they were having a back and forth fight over whether the documents were Trump's or should have been, and were they declassified? Should they go back to the National Archives? Take a listen to Joe Biden then.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because the vice president, as Jordan said, not the president. The president had the authority to declassify any document. The vice president had no such authority, and yet he had in his possession at least 10 documents that were are classified, several of which have sensitive compartmental information, which is SCI, which is one of the highest segments of classification systems. And Andy, this, you know, there's a doctrine of unclean hands here. You can't go after one, you don't go after the other. I mean, I don't see how they move forward on any kind of criminal matter now on the documents on the former president in light of this.
The Mar-a-Lago documents, no. I don't think there's any way that you can justify proceeding it. I mean, the prosecution would be absolutely irresponsible. And as you say, the doctrine of unclean hands, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If President Trump did something wrong, President Biden did something wrong, that's another matter. You know, there's absolutely no way that you can engage in a criminal prosecution of President Trump because of what we have discovered happening at the Penn Center.
What's really important to understand, though, Jordan, is what you pointed out, and that is the vice president has no authority to declassify documents, so that argument's gone. A president does, but a vice president does not.
This is 6 years.
Yes.
Not 6 months.
In an office that was controlled by University of Pennsylvania,
So the
apparently.
Question is, who had the lock?
So you got a U.S.
Because it was people without the classification clearance. And by the way, next, are they going to be raiding his home in Delaware?
Or the White House?
Or I guess the White House now?
We got more to talk about.
on the documents. And the media is really not letting Joe Biden get away with this. I love to see that there are some pundits in the media who are trying to
cover
play
it.
This down and cover. But even CNN, their top line reports like Wolf Blitzer are just not letting them get away with it. We now know the documents, the SCI documents, the classified documents that Joe Biden had for 6 years stored away in a private office in a closet.
Controlled by, it looks like, Penn State.
University of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And so we don't know who had access to that that office. Again, Joe Biden was vice president. He doesn't have declassification powers, so there's no argument about that. So we know it involved, and remember this because his family was heavily involved. We know it involved Ukraine.
Now we know.
Remember all the impeachment of President Trump over Ukraine? And then remember Joe Biden's comment when he left Ukraine, you don't fire the prosecutor now, you don't get your $1 billion?
Right.
So that was there. So he took that, which would have been interesting info that maybe investigators would have liked to see. Second, Iran. Can you get much more high profile classified than that when you're talking about likely their nuclear program and assets? Because we know that if it's SCI information on Iran, it's information about intel sources and methods. That means it's the people inside Iran giving us the intel who are double agents, likely.
Here, there's two aspects of this.
And then the UK as well.
Yeah, the United Kingdom, which is an ally.
Yeah.
So here's what's interesting.
They've got to love that when they hear that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And the MI5 and 6 will be, I'm sure, trying to figure that out. Here's the interesting aspect of this, though, and I think you have to understand the scope and nature. If you take documents related to Ukraine that were classified, that then former Vice President Biden had, what's interesting about that is we had an impeachment going on shortly thereafter, within 20 months. On Ukraine. So were those documents relevant to the entire impeachment?
Also interesting breaking right now. They were found just days before the midterm elections.
And then
who suppressed the information?
Well, the Justice Department has a policy. This is interesting.
Oh,
that,
right.
That they sometimes put in place that says if it's before a campaign or election, but it was not him.
So it shouldn't have
been irrelevant. It wasn't any candidate.
Yeah.
And I mean, the seriousness of this is nobody should be running around with classified documents. But a vice president doesn't have near the authority that a former vice president has nowhere near the authority as a president.
Not at all.
Absolutely not. The president is the person who can classify or declassify documents, the vice president not. And here these documents relate, as Jordan was pointing out, to really areas in which Biden had an impersonal interest, especially Ukraine, and that's very troubling. And the Iran nuclear program was probably among those documents. Why did he select those? Why did he put those in? What motives were engendered because of that? Those are the questions that I want to know, Jay.
I'll tell you what I think the problem here is. And it's interesting to me, first of all, the way Logan just jumped in here, this breaking news, the way the media is having to handle this.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're certainly comparing it to the Trump situation. And they're saying, well, this is 10 versus 100, or this is however it's done. My question is, if we're looking at it from a bigger point of view, which is classified bad, but you're looking at it going, is this almost par for the course in terms of the presidencies and vice presidency? If you went through everyone's files, you're going to find these if you were the president or the vice president, essentially saying they've all have these documents somewhere. That feels like that's more likely the case.
Okay. Then you know what you don't do? Raid the former president's property.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that uncommon, clearly.
And by the way, because we monitor all the networks, CNN's very interesting. What they're saying is that, Jordan mentioned the timing of this, that the 10 documents found classified, including intelligence memos. So we now know it's intel.
If it's SCI in Iran, this was our assets inside Iran.
Yeah.
These are the people they execute. This is the people that would be killed immediately if Iran had access to it. And they're important people because they're giving us the info on their nuclear system. Remember, under the Obama administration, there was a serious attack.
Yes.
Most people expected it was led by Israel, but okayed by the United States
on Iran's
side of their nuclear capabilities.
Correct.
That shut down all their centrifuges, put them back like 2 or 3 years.
But the question that Logan asked is a really good one.
That had to be an inside job.
How did the vice president of the United States, former vice president, end up with these documents for 6 years? And let the Department of Justice, this is the duplicity of this, and let the Department of Justice go after a former president, including executing a search warrant at his house.
Well, I'd like to know why the vice president ever have it. He's vice president.
Well, that's a good question.
You can make a good point for presidents and the mistakes, I think, like you said with Lowe. I think presidents, when they go get all these documents, that's one thing. He's a vice president.
I know.
He didn't have millions of these documents he had to deal with every day.
And he didn't have authority.
Or authority to declassify. You can't make that even case. the idea here is I feel like these were hand-selected for these even seem more hand-selected for, yep, like reasons. Like, we know he had all these financial interests in Ukraine with his son. We know he didn't like...
Very interesting that it's Ukraine.
He had the prosecutor fired in Ukraine.
Yep.
And threatened them with $1 billion. We know that there was a phone call that led to an impeachment of President Trump over what Joe Biden was doing in Ukraine. And you wondered that. Would we have... or should have we, when we were doing the impeachment
had trial, access to those documents?
Had access to this document.
Well, possibly. First of all, if they were exculpatory, or if they covered, for instance, we were drawing the comparison. I mean, three of us here worked on this case on the floor of the United States Senate. We were drawing the comparison of what was done under the previous administration. And here you have the vice president, while an impeachment's going on the president, who was a private citizen at that point, having documents on the topic we're having an impeachment over.
Well, this is the thing that really concerns me. Yeah. First of all, how did he get them? Who gave them to him? How did he acquire them? And how did they hand select the documents to give him? Why has he got documents relating to the personal relations that his family has in the Ukraine? Why has he got documents relating to Iran, to the United Kingdom, probably our closest ally? These are important things to really consider. And why is he taking those documents, putting them in his closet?
Now, let me ask you this question, and maybe you two comment on this. Could this be the reason that I'm watching the media's reaction to this, which has been pretty aggressive right now? Is this because they want Joe Biden out of the way in 2024?
I mean, like a last-ditch effort to get him out of the way?
Before he makes his big announcement in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Possibly. It is bizarre that his own people have turned him in.
Yes.
His own attorneys, and the DOJ didn't handle it. I think that Merrick Garland, we've seen weak leadership out of him, weak need. This kind of reminds me of a Jeff Sessions-ish move.
Yeah.
In the sense that he got cold feet real quick on this and appointed a U.S. attorney.
Yeah, from Chicago, who was a Trump appointee.
Right.
Very interesting move.
I think, honestly, to be fair, the truth is, these issues, they happen, like Logan said. The vice president has a worse case for it, but they want to perp walk Donald Trump over this. They want to arrest him and put him in handcuffs. They raided his home. Unless you raid the Delaware home today, I don't want to hear anything else, any excuses.
I feel like that's over. I mean, if it's not over,
you got to be raiding that home.
Right.
Well, remember, they also need
either
to get
show that you are nonpartisan in this and do it, or we're done.
Go raid Hunter Biden's house.
Well, here's my question. I mean,
because we know it involved him. If it involved Ukraine,
here's the issue, though. I mean, I think it's part of this, and that is the Department of Justice, as we know, executed a search warrant on the home of a former president. Unprecedented move. Okay. Got a judge to sign it who was conflicted out of a civil case involving President Trump, but he signed an arrest warrant.
Right.
Okay. You had this entire motion for contempt the federal government filed against President Trump's team and the former president, and the judge denied it. So now you wonder, Andy, what was in the background of that? Because we know this stuff happened late October. The denial of the contempt was December.
Well, this is the thing. When you make a federal criminal case out of documents, the judge said, I'm denying the motion, right? I'm not going to hold them in contempt. But you raise interesting questions. And what Jordan said is important, I think, and that is, why are you not raiding Joe Biden's house in Delaware? If you're raiding Mar-a-Lago because there are documents in there that are classified documents, sensitive documents, top secret documents, why are you not treating similarly situated people in the same way, Mr. Attorney General? Why are you discriminating against similarly situated people? What's the difference between what Donald Trump had and what Joe Biden had in his office?
Well, I'll tell you. Donald Trump was the president of the United States and had the authority to declassify if he so chose.
Joe Biden did not.
The vice president did not. And we had, as Jordan said, an impeachment going on the very top of at least one of the documents, Ukraine, and nobody had access to those documents.
You know, it's interesting. Ben Sisney, who handles our FOIA work, so he deals with all these document requests all of the time, one we're involved in right now. He said, you know, isn't it interesting that we never heard from George W. Bush or Obama or Bill Clinton when it was about Donald Trump's documents? And you wonder if this is, like Logan said, it's a problem with just pieces of paper being collected quickly.
Millions.
And it's always that, because intent is the reason here. Were these documents on Ukraine, Iran, and the UK intentionally chosen? Because that's when it becomes criminal. Or was it just a bunch of documents altogether?
And were they documents on Ukraine involving the Hunter Biden?
But were they intentionally chosen or not?
We got a minute, so maybe we'll talk about this in the next segment. But will we actually ever find out? That's the question.
Well, they're classified, so.
They're classified, so we won't really know what's in the documents. Some of the Trump stuff leaked out.
Well, this is already leaking.
And this is starting to leak. But the question is, officially,
it's about. If it's about Ukraine, then, because that was the prosecutor.
That was the prosecutor. It was the corruption issues.
Yeah, $1 billion of aid.
And then Hunter Biden was getting paid.
Iran was the nuclear program.
Yeah.
There's nothing else there.
The UK could be anything.
The UK is just like spying on your ally, which we got in trouble with under the Obama administration because we were spying on Merkel.
Right.
So we had tapped her phone.
We got a lot here to discuss. We're taking your call. Your reaction to this. 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. We want to hear what you have to say about all this as well. So a lot more coming up. 800-684-3110. Follow us at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ, at Logan Sekulow. Back with more in just a moment.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Sekulow, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I do want to play this from CNN.
We need to set everybody up.
This is how it all started yesterday and how they tried to play it down. And Wolf Blitzer would not allow the commentator on CNN, who was Jamie Gangel?
Yeah.
Yeah, to try and play it down. Take a listen. It's about 48 seconds, but it's important because this is how it kind of all was breaking. Bite 14.
These were supposedly being kept in a locked closet, that they found a lot of personal documents there, a lot of other research documents, and then they found a small number of documents that should have been turned over to the archives under the Presidential Records Act, but there was a subset, and those were the classified documents. I'm told there were fewer than a dozen documents. But they were classified. They were of a certain level.
Were they top secret?
They are under a category called SCI.
That's higher than top secret.
And that, but that we don't know the significance. We don't know the content. They don't know what they pertain to.
Let me tell you what they pertain to. They pertain to, we now know, Iran, Ukraine, where there's a whole issue with Joe Biden, remember, and the UK. And let me tell you something else. Sensitive compartmented information, SCI, that is information that has to be handled in a secured area called a SCIF. It's handled in a particular way. The President of the United States can declassify any document. That is the authority that the President has as Commander-in-Chief under the United States Constitution. You know who does not have that authority? A Vice President. We had an impeachment going on involving Ukraine, and there were allegations that Joe Biden said, and he said he made these statements public. I mean, I'd like us to find that statement of Joe Biden's when he said, you know, I told him if he doesn't give us $1 billion, you're not getting $1 billion unless you get rid of this prosecutor. Is that what's in these documents? Because it's amazing to me, of all the things that's on Andy, it's Ukraine. When we had a 3-week trial in the United States Senate on Ukraine.
That doesn't amaze me, Jay. It seems to me, you know, the reality is it was handpicked and he gave it to him, whoever gave it to him, you know, however he got it because it pertained to his son and his family and the personal relationships and business connections they had with the Ukraine. And that's what he said he wanted to, probably needed to have those, you know, put aside and taken care of so that no one got access to them and he had them because they were intelligence memos. This is a stinky situation. This is a situation that needs to be looked at very greatly. If you're going to look at Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago, then you better look at the Penn Biden Center.
But they did
look
at Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago because they executed a search warrant on his home.
And remember, that picture that we played this Joe Biden referencing was set up by the FBI. They're the ones that tossed all the files on the floor.
Correct.
That's not how they found them.
I wonder if we're going to see pictures from this one.
You know, yeah, right. Probably attorneys with shock.
Have they sent? Are they executing search warrants today? Because.
Yeah, because those guys, remember, that was not a team going in. That was his private attorneys going in.
Exactly right. We got calls coming
in on
this. By
the way, don't have likely the clearance to be going through.
That's another interesting question. Did these lawyers have security clearance? Now, the president, now that he's president, he could give his lawyers security clearance. The president has the authority to give.
And that means he knew they were in there.
Correct. If that's the case, we don't know that. But let's take calls. 800-684-3110.
Well, another thing to point out, I just want to point out, when they say 10 documents, that doesn't mean 10 pages.
No, it could be
100 pages in each document.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so that's just something, again, Ben Sisney pointed out, who does our FOIA work. We're actually looking at doing a FOIA on this because we're trying to wait to get as much info as we can that will come out in the media.
Well, it's interesting that we got Ukraine, UK, and Iran.
Right. And we know this was a time in the world there was a significant amount of terrorism occurring. Both here in the United States, in Europe, there was ISIS.
Yeah.
I mean, that all was happening.
Yeah. No, look, the ramifications of this are serious, but the double standard is what's so outrageous here. Let's go ahead and take a call.
Should we go right to the phones? James in Texas on line one. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sure.
Hey, my point is, you brought up the Ukraine situation, so I think they'll still go after Donald Trump anyway. That's the way the system works, it seems. And another thing is, can Obama go back and say, oh, I had already declassified those documents and get him off the hook?
Well, I mean, if President Obama, while he was president, declassified the documents, then they would be declassified.
But no one
no one is saying that. They're not saying that at all. They're saying these are SCI documents, which is the special compartmental information. So that's number one. Number two, I think they got trouble trying to go after Donald Trump, former president, on documents that were classified that he had in his possession at Mar-a-Lago and not do anything. And there's just no way they could do this. It would be such a mistake for the Department of Justice.
Well, it would be. It would be selective prosecution. It would not be treating similarly situated persons in the same way.
What about the media on this, Logan? They're going to have to. It's a very interesting. Because Jordan's right. They push back. Wolf Blitzer, to his credit, pushed back. But well, now they're breaking what the story is.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to always be a few journalists who are actually, you know, journalists. And we'll ask the questions. We'll push back when it's necessary. But you saw CNN. I mean, let's not like try to give them too much credit.
Right.
As soon as it broke, they were trying to cover for it.
Yes.
You just happen to have one person who happens to be a lead anchor there saying, now hold on. We're going to push back a little on you. But look, when you're seeing the comparison, they're going, it's nothing compared to what it was at Trump. Don't even. Look, trust me, they're not going to embrace this. Don't give them any credit that they don't deserve. A couple people maybe deserve an ounce more credit than they've been getting for the last seven years.
Let's talk politics of this too, okay? Yeah. The American people, they don't make any difference here. They just say double standard, hypocrite, raid his home. Or call the whole thing off with Donald Trump too and just go away.
Like it didn't happen.
Yeah, like you screwed up.
What is Jack Smith, the special counsel, what does he do with this?
I don't know. This puts him in a tremendous quandary. I mean,
they took it out. It didn't go to him.
No.
No, it went to Jim Rausch, a U.S. attorney in Illinois.
Who was a Trump appointee.
And a holdover.
Yeah, which is rare to begin with.
Well, I think you got a Merrick Garland sitting there going,
this is not what he wants.
No, because they were going to get tough on Trump. Remember, he got all that pressure to go after Trump.
And he did.
And now look where that.
Wait, they did? They didn't have their ducks in a row.
No, obviously not.
They filed a motion for contempt on the documents against the former president when the former vice president, now president, but at the time former vice president, had SCI documents in his position at a facility controlled possibly by the University of Pennsylvania.
Definitely now, paid for by.
Yeah, it was part of the Penn Biden initiative.
Access to it.
We're going to talk about this for the next half hour of the broadcast, folks, because there's a lot coming up on this. Well, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We are looking at the angles that we can get additional information through litigation, or at least for Freedom of Information Act demand, that then could result in, probably would result in, litigation. We want to let information come out first, though. The more information we have, the better our claim can be.
Yeah, and Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is going to be joining us as well on the IRS move. We haven't gotten to that yet, the defunding of the IRS. Very important. That was a pledge by Kevin McCarthy to take that vote. And she's got a second piece of legislation to put that money in a place where it would actually help.
We'll talk about this, but this issue with the documents, we'll talk about with her too.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
A member of Congress, they have oversight authority here. Very fascinating development. I'll say that. You want to stay engaged and updated with us, go to aclj.org. Sign up for our emails, our news alerts. You also go to at Jordan Seculo, at Jay Seculo, at Logan Seculo, at ACLJ on any of our social media platforms to get information so we can keep you current. This story is obviously developing. It is only Tuesday this week. There's going to be, this is, and you already know that the documents are Iran, Ukraine, subject of an impeachment, subject of questions about Joe Biden and his son's involvement in Ukraine, and then UK, our ally.
I want to say something too, just a shout out if you just get our first half hour. Kevin McCarthy booted Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, took Schiff and Swalwell off intelligence.
Great. Good for him.
He's pretty conservative.
I think, yeah, pretty conservative is right. Back with more in a minute.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, so we got to, I think, start from yesterday. Yesterday evening, the news breaks that just days before the midterm elections, Joe Biden had his personal attorneys, private attorneys, go into his private office that he utilized for the Penn Biden Center. That's the University of Pennsylvania Biden Center, but it's actually in Washington, D.C., they went into a closet. Supposedly the closet had a lock on it. I mean, okay, we have no idea past that what that means. But they had access to it, so they unlock it. They're going through documents, and they find 10 documents. And again, I think it's important to point out, this doesn't mean 10 pages. 10 documents marked classified, actually SCI, which is one of the highest levels of classification. Now we know, which we just found out 10 minutes ago, what the documents pertain to. Iran, Ukraine, which the president, Trump was impeached over, and he was impeached over the phone call about what Joe Biden was doing with Ukraine, and Iran, and the UK.
Yeah.
Now, Iran, we can almost guarantee that's their nuclear program. And SCI means the people that are like your double agents, your real
sensitive
assets there.
Compartmented information, one of the highest levels of classification.
So talking about putting people's lives at risk, and let's remember, this is, at the time, a vice president who has no power to declassify at all. My big question is, why is the home not being raided in Delaware right now, or any of his other offices?
And the other question aspect of this, we know it's about Ukraine.
Because all these documents are supposed to be so important, they better get in the hands of the National Archives immediately, or else is what they said about Donald Trump. Is why they had to do it that way.
Right.
So why aren't they in Delaware?
Well, in the Ukraine one,
maybe they are.
Ukraine is particularly sensitive because not only do we have an impeachment on it, so it would have been interesting to know what was in those documents, but also what Joe Biden said about Ukrainian aid when he was vice president of the United States. Take a listen.
And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No, I said I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, some got fired.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Where are those documents? Maybe in his possession, because some of the documents he has are in Ukraine. There's going to be oversight about Ukrainian activity as relates to Hunter Biden while all this was going on, and Burisma, that whole thing. It was the subject.
And that prosecutor was investigating Burisma.
Yes, and
This was the
Hunter
subject.
Biden was on the board of it.
Correct, but this was the subject of the impeachment.
Well, of course, exactly, and that's why the documents were purloined by Biden and put in his secret compartment there at the Penn Foundation in Washington D.C. because they pertain to his. I mean, let's be practical about this.
We haven't seen
this.
It, but it would be
shocking.
Know,
but the inference, if I was a prosecutor, the inference is going to be made and should be made and can be drawn that those documents pertain to personal business relationships with the Biden family, the Ukraine and what was happening in Iran and spying on our ally, the United Kingdom. There were intel memos. CNN was reporting that. I heard that.
Well,
I think
we also know because of that impeachment trial and all the phone call information that there were a lot of people at the State Department, other agencies who were reporting on being concerned about Hunter Biden's involvement with Burisma in Ukraine. Right. So to Andy's point, that's the interesting thing here. It's like almost if they had found 500, it makes it look like more of like a 500 in a box of 10,000 documents.
A mistake.
Like a mistake.
Inadvertent.
When you find ones very specific to issues Joe Biden is connected to, like Ukraine, you start going, well, there's the intent.
Well, I mean,
that Donald Trump didn't have.
Of the three things, it's Ukraine.
That they haven't been able to prove any intent
with
Donald Trump.
Iran, and then the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Which means that one is the concern, like you said, we were accused of spying on Angela Merkel. So is this...
Were we spying on them too?
Yeah, so... And how do they? And a vice president has no authority to declassify anything.
No.
Nothing. So I think from a prosecution standpoint, I can't imagine Jack Smith saying, I'm going to go after this against Donald Trump. And what? There's no way. And they're not going to go after Biden on this, obviously. But this shows you, folks, what happens. You know what it also shows you? What Logan said. When these people leave government, it's quick, it's out, and things happen. But this is SEI. Which just is, where's the raid on that one? Where's the raid on his house? I doubt it.
All right, welcome back to Secular. We are joined by a great friend of the American Center for Law and Justice and the broadcast, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney of New York, who was first elected to serve to the United States House of Representatives in 2016. And she's been a lead on taking that money that was, again, put in that Inflation Reduction Act to build up the IRS with 87,000 new agents at $80 billion and using it for something good like Border Patrol agents and ICE and making sure they have the resources they need. So we're talking about that because she's got new legislation on that now that the Republicans are in charge of the House of Representatives. But I think we want to go to the topic one right away.
Congressman, thanks for being with us. I wanted to ask you before we get into the particulars on defunding this these IRS agents, which our entire audience is with you 100% on, your reaction to now the Department of Justice and now these leaks that are coming out that President Biden, when he was a former vice president, did not have clearance to waive security clearances, had on his purse or in his foundation's offices SCI material, including SCI material, which is sensitive compartmented information, high level of classification, on Iran, Ukraine, of all places, and the United Kingdom. Your reaction to this information?
Well, obviously, this is outrageous. And what's really the worst of this is that it was known before the midterm elections. The Justice Department knew, and they didn't do anything to get this out. This is purely political, and it's something that needs to be investigated. It's why I support the Republicans creating a new church-style type of committee, the church committee formed after Watergate to go in and investigate what's going on with the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice, our own powerful arms of government that are spying on our own citizens, going after our own citizens in a political way, not based on equality. And this is what's incredible is that these are politicized arms, attacking President Trump. Why haven't we attacked Joe Biden's home? What about the documents that Joe Biden has when he was vice president that are under seal at the University of Delaware? Why aren't we going through those documents? Oh, why? Because he's a Democrat and we have Democrats in charge of the Justice Department, in charge of the FBI, and they're highly partisan. And they're basically, not only did they collude with Twitter, we know they got together with Twitter to either censor thought, censor Twitter feed. They also with Meta, Facebook. I mean, this is really problematic, and the American people should be completely outraged at what's happening right now and what's being exposed by by this good reporting, actually.
I agree with you, Congresswoman Tenney. You know, it's time to investigate the investigators. And, you know, we know that they get freaked out when that happens, when you start looking into...
Oh, and then they start.
Yeah, you know, and you start looking at what the McCabes, the Strzoks, and what they were doing. And of course, they're just replaced by very similar people. We know that the bureaucracy, almost just as bad as the political
appointees. Sometimes worse.
It's, you know, sometimes worse. Let's get to your legislation as well, because this is very important to our audience. They were outraged when this $80 billion was passed by Congress to empower 87,000 new IRS agents to come after, as was reported, mostly middle-class Americans, people who can't afford tax attorneys and accountants, and so people that would be easy pickings for the IRS, if you will. We remember on their website they had to take down that they wanted these people to be armed and ready to use deadly force when they were doing recruiting for that. And you've got legislation you're going to reintroduce, the Redirect Act. Tell people about that.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you. And yes, these people who are against the Second Amendment are all for arming the bureaucrats in Washington, particularly the IRS agents. And I've said this, you know, many times. Our system of justice, and you two are lawyers. I'm also a lawyer. Our system is founded on the very principle that you are innocent until proven guilty. That is part of, but the IRS always operates as if you are guilty until proven innocent. We're finding out the FBI works much that way as well as the Department of Justice. But what we had, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wait, we're going to put 87,000 new IRS agents. And there's like, well, we haven't had an increase, the Democrats claim. Well, guess what? We have modern technology. We have the internet. We don't need all these IRS agents. So much of this has been digitized. And secondly, they're saying, well, you know, we needed to upgrade and start going after these millionaires and billionaires who aren't paying for their, you know, paying their taxes. And we found out that they're like, oh, and this didn't all go to that. Well, let's tell you, the IRS would have about 165,000 new people altogether, which is nearly the size of the U.S. Marine Corps. Mm. That's what they're going to do with a federal bureaucracy. And let me lay this out. Every one of those people is going to be potentially armed, maybe because they need to go do audits. But every one of those people is going to get a very high salary plus pension, plus healthcare, all at the cost of the taxpayers. And the truth is that the people who end up getting audited tend to be people who make $75,000 or less. And they're claiming, oh, well, only $45 million of that was going to be for enforcement. But it's been, why are we spending $80 billion to collect a modest share? It's because they want to grow the bureaucracy. That's how Democrats gain power. They have grown the federal bureaucracy. You come to beautiful Washington and see these wonderful historic buildings. You know what's surrounding us? These massive brutalist style buildings that sort of cloud out the beauty of our original conception. And they're filled with bureaucrats who have more power in many cases than the own American people. That is the big problem with government right now.
You know, I wrote a book, Congressman, a number of years ago called Undemocratic, and how unelected bureaucrats are running our government. And it's true. And listen, I worked for Treasury at the IRS, Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS. It was 40-something years ago. I mean, it was a long time ago. But what's the irony of all this to me is when you look at this, I've said it's an the IRS is an institution incapable of self-correcting. We did those cases when they were targeting the Tea Parties. As soon as Biden came back in and we got an injunction and we got monetary damages and everything was fine for about 4 years. And then the moment President Biden is sworn into office, Christians Engaged was the group that got it. A friend of ours, Kelly Shackelford's organization, handled the audit request. It was outrageous. They said they came up with a lexicon of initials. D equals Republican. W was the word of God. I mean, that an agent is even thinking about this was outrageous. We filed a FOIA request. We're in federal court right now, and now the IRS is finally having to hand over documents. But you're absolutely right. The bureaucracy's totally out of control. Throwing more money at it doesn't solve the problem.
No, I agree. And also the IRS. I'm also a bank attorney and a tax attorney. So I represented a lot of small businesses. I represented various banks in many years ago when I first started my practice. And I represented a lot of people who were small business owners, but, you know, people that had a couple million in sales to companies having two or 300 million in sales. Those people typically didn't have to worry about audits. Because they could afford to hire us to go in and make sure that we got things cleared up. But, you know, the IRS selectively goes after people, just as you identified. It's much like that, the whole situation where they went after the you know, President Trump's lawyer and claimed that he violated the safe harbor rules. They actually prosecuted him criminally. And, you know, this was, you know, he actually got a benefit through working in the Trump organization where he should have paid the taxes. But in most cases, if I were dealing with the IRS in a case like that, they probably would have called me and said, first of all, this was a mistake. I'm assuming I didn't get into the heart of the case. He was prosecuted by the very politically charged Letitia James from New York, the attorney general, who turned civil actions into criminal actions, which is what she was trying to do to the Trump organization, every member of the Trump family and anyone associated with President Trump. But this is where it's dangerous. If you can turn civil actions into criminal actions, I'm just saying I my experience with the IRS, that would have likely been a phone call to say, hey, you owe the cut. This is what you owe. Correct your return, pay the money, maybe even pay a penalty, pay interest on it, and we move on.
You said a key thing there, not his phone call. Let me tell you what they don't do. Return phone calls. I mean, I can't tell you how many IRS tax preparers and auditors and CPAs and tax lawyers have called and said, we can't even get them to respond.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge issue with the American people, and yet the smallest amount of funds that was in this legislation of the $80 billion was to modernize the IRS. I think that most of the Republican legislation wants to keep, it says if you can actually do that, fine, do that. But again, for the Democrat purposes, that was not the goal here. I want to ask you another question. That was about the rules package that got passed. So there was a lot of talk about this as well. Do you think this is, it was good that these rules, because you get both sides of the media, that it kind of re-empowers members of Congress?
Look, this rules package was presented to the, we've been debating each one of these different rules that were ultimately in the rules package since Election Day. So members-elect have been going through this, the new members of Congress that were coming in for their first term. We debated these, we voted on these in conference. There was a very minimal change when we actually got to the floor last week when you saw the excitement with these rules. And the major substantive change was a thing called the motion to vacate the chair. That means that a member can go to the floor, make a motion to vacate the chair, and cause a vote on the speaker. So that instead of five members, we went and brought it back to one, which, by the way, it had been historically. The question is, you know, people said, oh, we're going to go down every day and you're going to have someone make a motion to vacate the chair. But remember, you still have to get members to come back and vote on that. And it's going to be interesting because it could potentially be abused. But I just think any member that's going to go down and when they don't get everything they want, they're going to, you know, do this motion. I think that it's going to lose its luster. And I think it's going to help us actually stick together.
We appreciate that, Congressman. Thanks for your hard work on behalf of all of us. We look forward to your legislation moving forward, and we appreciate your comments today.
That's Congresswoman Claudia Tinney of New York's 24th Congressional District. Thank you, Congresswoman. We'll be right back on Seculum.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We're going to start taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Jerry in Rhode Island on line four. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, team. On your analysis on the hypocrisy of the SDI document, it's amazing, except you're forgetting two things. 6 months versus 6 years, and Secret Service protected the closet with the extra lock. University of Pennsylvania protecting the closet where the documents were. And Jay's comment about the timing 1 week before the re-election, I found that illuminating.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, the whole first of all, there's a doctrine in law called the doctrine of unclean hands. And you know what the government should do? If you're the government lawyer, you know what you do right now? You say, we're going to deal with the president, former President Trump's, as a civil matter, get the documents returned, however they're appropriately to be done. The same thing with the current president, because it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, you can't do this. And there's a difference. The former president was the president, which means he had the ability to declassify. The vice president had no such ability. And then you find out, and look, it's Washington, so it all leaks out. Now we're finding out it's Ukraine. Now, the three things you need to know about Ukraine: Hunter Biden and Burisma. Okay? That's number one. That was Ukraine. Number two, get rid of that prosecutor or else you don't get the $1 billion. That's Vice President then Biden in Ukraine telling that to Poroshenko. You don't get that money unless you get rid of the prosecutor, who, by the way, was gone in 6 hours. And number three, a three-week impeachment trial that Jordan and I did in the floor of the United States Senate on the issue of Ukraine. And that happens to be the documents they find.
Yeah, just because President Trump mentioned what President Biden did in Ukraine when he was vice president, and it's about his son. And the incoming new, which was Zelensky, the new administration in Ukraine, about whether or not they were still being pushed around to make these deals. And just,
could this be the Democrats are jumping on this too to get him out?
I mean, there's certainly a group that does not want him to run again.
I'm talking about President Biden.
Yeah, of Democrats. He was at his strongest point, I think, ever in the last couple weeks.
After midterm.
And even with the Kevin McCarthy last week, that taking a week and all of that. He was utilized. The economy issues, again, that's remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But he's about to announce. So does this – he just got it. It just happened like in Mexico. This is going to dog him because he's at these events and the reporters are shouting out, did you mishandle classified information? Now, he's not answering right now, but they're going to have to answer.
Be very interesting what they say. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Tim's calling from Tennessee on line 2. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So real quick on this, been in this world for a lot of years. And one of the things that I was kind of curious about is since Obama did sign the executive order to 13-526, that allows for anyone who is the original author or custodian of that to declassify it. That could mean that really anybody
I want to drop you up. It was classifying it. They could classify the document as correct?
No, to declassify classified information.
Only person that could declassify that would be if it went is the President of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, the originating agencies take the reasonable steps. You can go through a process.
There's a process, but the vice president can't do that on his own.
This was specifically related to Russia. So, listen, if that clause was protecting Joe Biden, this wouldn't be a story right now.
That's right, but it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, so that was a good question, but it doesn't
apply there. It's interesting to look at that and wonder. That was more to go after Trump. And I don't think it has any application here, at least as of right now.
The thing that,
because they would have relied on that immediately.
It's an interesting, the thing I keep going back to, you got to kind of line up here, which is what's so interesting to me anyways, is that you had they raided the president's through a search warrant. So they executed a search warrant to get into President Trump's personal residence, which is at Mar-a-Lago. His home is where his club is. And they execute the search warrant that had Secret Service protection and all that, as the callers have said. And then they say we got these classified documents. Then they say they don't. They go for a motion to hold the Trump people in contempt, which the judge refuses. While that's all percolating, okay, this information, the lawyers for President Biden say, "Whoops, we got classified documents too when he was vice president, including SCI material, specialized, sensitive, compartmented information, very high level of classification." And what's interesting with all of that, they don't get their motion to contempt. The judge denies it. Yeah. So if you're the Department of Justice and you're the attorney general right now, and you did refer this to the Chicago attorney general, U.S. attorney, who is a holdover from the Trump administration, going after the former president for these document mishandling these documents with the Hillary Clinton history, David Petraeus, and now Joe Biden as vice president, none of these people were president.
No, the person who has the best case to make that I have the power to have these documents is Donald Trump. He's the only person that can even make that case.
I think that's right. Well, no, it is right, because that's the way it works. But it's the irony that it's now leaking that it's Ukraine, of all places, with the Hunter Biden information, with Burisma, with the like I said, the attorney general there, who the Biden gets fired. And then the UK one is very interesting to me. What he would have on the United Kingdom, unless we were engaged in some kind of efforts.
Well, yeah, well, I remember under that administration, we did get caught. We were
going to the phone,
tapping the Angela phone Merkel's phone.
Who, you're talking about Germany's a big ally of the United States. Yeah,
so you know, obviously you spy on allies. We know that.
What do you think the political ramifications of all this are, both for the president and for the former president?
It helps President Trump. Disaster for President Biden.
Disaster?
Yes, because he's going to be dogged with this question.
Took off an entire ad campaign they could run against President Trump.
Can't run anymore.
So explain that.
Well, you can't run ads saying he took classified documents and put our nation in peril when Joe Biden did. So that's it. So it takes a big issue. Also, when you're talking about that middle-of-the-road voter and you're trying to make Donald Trump extreme and crazy and out of control, well, hello. A guy who had less authority had documents about Iran. Not some letter he wrote to Kim Jong-un.
So you think that politically for Joe Biden, does it dog him enough that he gets serious opposition within the Democratic Party?
Well, that's going to be the question.
Right.
Does he get support? We saw immediately pundits try and give him cover and say it's not as many documents and you know, blah, blah, blah.
But then
now it's starting to leak out, as Washington does, what the documents are about. So that
and
starts,
it doesn't mean 10 pages, like you said.
Right. 10 documents, they're in files, so that could mean hundreds of pages each.
Yeah, right.
So thousands of pages we could be talking about here.
So you think it's...
They even tried to use Bo Biden's funeral as a way to cover this up. Oh, because those documents were classified. I mean, they just mean he had a box of documents.
Yeah, well, when they went into Mar-a-Lago and executed the warrant, they said... But they said that was personal. They acknowledged it was personal documents. They gave him back or said they would give him back. But they executed a search warrant on a former president.
Yeah, so, I mean, why not execute a search warrant on a current one?
Oh, you think the Department of Justice is going to do that? Of course not.
No, not under weak Dean Merrick Garland.
Right.
Who actually, I think, is their own worst nightmare. Because they pushed and pushed him to go after Donald Trump over things that were not worth going after.
Right.
You just, if you don't like him, go after him politically. But you need to try and prosecute him. They pushed him to do that.
Yep.
And now, look what they found. The vice president, now he's president, but when he was vice president, had no power to declassify, can't even make those arguments, has got documents about Iran, has got documents about Ukraine, has got documents on the UK, in his own private office that was controlled by the University of Pennsylvania.
I think the ramifications of this...
They paid the lease.
I think from a prosecution standpoint, I can't see them bringing... I think that case is over with. Because they're not going to do anything on the Biden stuff. You can't do it on Trump. Because, we're going to go after Trump now because he had more documents, except he was president.
Politically, you'd just be building him back up into a major force.
Yeah, if you're Donald Trump, maybe you're hoping they do that.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for today's broadcast, folks. If news breaks, we'll get information to you at aclj.org. Support the work also at aclj.org.